potato itself and the Shechitas Ha'ayil, representing the two types of Jews that make Kiddush Hashem, some by the way they live and some by the way they die. Yitzhak was the representation of those who live as Kiddush Hashem, and the Shechitas Ha'ayil are those that are all caught up in their aveiros and not doing the mitzvahs, but they die as Kiddush Hashem. Reish Lamed Aleph. B'sefer Tzura Amor shel Rabbi Yaakov Milissa Bal Nesivas Hamishpat al Shir Hashirim. Nesivas Hamishpat Deutsch is Pirush on Shir Hashirim. Nimtza Dove Nifla Shefech O Yekoros al Asugya Shadoiskim. He throws a very awesome light, an amazing light on the Sugya we learn. V'kach Nema B'posuk Hashbasi Eschem B'nois Yushalayim B'tzfokos O B'eilois Asodeh Im Tiru, Im Tairu Esa'ava Achitechpot. Somebody want to translate Shir Hashirim for me? Yeah, no, that's what I'm just saying. I'm not even gonna try and translate it. Let's see how he explains it. He has a whole safe on Shir Hashirim, by the way. He wrote a safe on Shir Hashirim through the whole of Shir Hashirim, must be every possible. Rav Yaakov Milissa Mefarish Shebnei Yerushalayim Hem Umas Ha'Olam. Hishbasi Eschem Bnei Yerushalayim Nesumat Umas Ha'Olam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hishbia Isan Klaima Gzab Gzerusoi Shehem Kilu Moshbayim Al Kach. That helps. They sworn in, they're bound by a shvua. It's a gzeira. But tzvois, ki kishisolais in the tzoyno shalmokam, I am mechainim b'shem tzvois. Legions. When Klal Yisrael is doing the will of Hashem, they are called legions. Ukashainois in the tzoyno shalmokam, I am mechainim b'shem ayalois. V'chayos hasodah. Then they're called ayil, they're called rams, whatever, and the animals of the field. So, B'nai Yerushalayim is talking about the Umas Ha'Olam, while they're called B'nai Yerushalayim, I don't know. And somehow Kodesh Baruch Hu binds them with the shvur, his gezer on them. Klal Yisrael, when they do the Rotzon Hashem, they're called legions, soldiers, whatever, of Hashem, the loyal ones. And we're not, they're called Ayolos V'chayos HaSodah. They're called rams and the... What? So now we know what the Pasuk means, right? Now it's easy. Kloimar! Always relieved to see that. It's the happiest word in Gemara. You know, when you haven't got a clue what's going on, and Rashi says Kloimar, you know, Abuch Hashem, I was right. Okay. Kloimar. Vein Shi Yisrael Tovim Oran. Whether Klal Yisrael are good or not, Bein Shiu Beged Tzvois or Bein Shiu Beged Ayolos, whether they're called legions or wild rams, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashbias Umas Oides Shnei Dvorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu binds, obligates the nations on two aspects. The first one is Im Teiru, Loshen Sina, Kloima, Im Tigromoi Laharchik Es Yisrael Mavim Veshashamayim. If you will succeed in distancing Klal Yisrael from their father, and you'll cause them chas v'lila to cause hatred for Hashem. That's the first aspect. Im te'oiriru es ha'ava, im b'rushuschem lahatzar Yisrael kol kach. On the other hand, you will be given the reshus to cause so much tzar to Klal Yisrael that it will arouse them to do tshuva and come back with love to Hashem. It will create the new bonds of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamti mula Yisrael yeshuvu b'keteitzah mibicharosom atoy v'batzim. Hashem gives you chance to be boiche by yourself, to do tshuva, and to come back. He doesn't rip the plaster off in one go. I don't know if you've noticed, he pulls it off slowly. You know, there's a 48 war, and then there's a 54 war, and a 68 war, and a Yom Kippur, and each one looks like it's Mashiach. And then there's a Lebanon war, and a second Lebanon war, and six Gaza wars, and then there's Iran. You're always being given nudges and pushes. It says in the Zohar, Rav Taube quoted, that Mashiach will come slowly. When it comes, it'll come quick. The same way as Yosef tortured the brothers over a long period of time. Mashiach, in the event of Yosef, which is a symbol of Mashiach, exactly how Mashiach is going to come. Moshe Shapiro said that's the sugya in Chumash of Bias Mashiach, Ani Yosef. But you see, Ani Yosef, even in that flash of Ani Yosef, that was Mashiach, and everything was resolved and everything made crystal clear, but it was a 22-year process till they got to Ani Yosef. So too, Bias Mashiach is going to be a long, slow, painful process. He keeps giving us an opportunity to get it right ourselves. After the first Iraqi war, we never did tshuva. Ech yocholiot? How not? After the last Gaza war, we saw more miracles there than we did in the Six-Day War. People never know about it. You know, the tshuva, how did we blow it after the Six-Day War? The Six-Day War was Mashiach. That was it. It was game over. We blew it. So what does Hashem do? So he squeezes a bit harder and a bit harder, giving us a chance. He wants us to do tshuva. He doesn't want the going to squeeze us to the point where, if we don't get it right, then that's what he's going to do. It's hard to imagine the Holocaust didn't do it. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu Atzmo Yamid Lechem Melech Kashe Kahaman, Hashem is going to put a melech on you, Kashe Kahaman, that melech who's kasher kahamon is going to arouse the tshuva and the love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zu ad shetichpot. Dainu ad shechofetz mifle Hashem ligoy lo sam. Ad shetichpot is going on Hashem until Hashem has the chayfetz, the desire to redeem us. V'yeretzayne b'kach sha'ume yitzra Yisrael ad shegorm lehem Sheshuva v'tshuva ad kan toiriv dvorov. Ad kan the Nesivus HaMishpat. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzon. That the Umas Zoyma will cause us tzar after tzar after tzar until we will be chayza v'tshuva. So the quicker we do tshuva, the quicker the tzar will stop. You look at all the tzoris we're going through today. Yam shel tzoris. In soft tzori every day. It's hard to imagine how it could get worse. And we can stop it. We just have to do tshuva. As I state, the Nesivus HaMishpat. And yeah, we see the two aspects. If you'll do the Yitzchak, you'll be Makar Hashem Shemayim while you live. As then the Umas HaOlam will be. You'll be legions. You'll be a Kodesh Baruch Hu legions. And if not, then the Umas HaOlam will be given the shvu. They don't have a choice. They'll be forced into getting us to wake up. Let's understand this. Let's go deep and try to understand the Tzora Ma'ol, who's the Nesivus HaMishpat's words.
But if it's a true tshuva, if it's a pressure.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's got to go through stages. Now you're asking good. There's tshuva mitzora and there's tshuva mi'ava. There's tshuva mi'yira and there's tshuva mi'ava. The tshuva miyira has to bring you to the tshuva miyava. It stages.
Is Paro. Yes, pressure, but
no. Paro is an exceptional case. Because Paro, Hashem hardened his heart. Whatever, yeah. He wanted to do tshuva, he couldn't. Yeah. Paro is not a good example because it's a bit of an aberration. But Klal Yisrael, if they won't do tshuva miyava. They want to do tshuva because they realize, oh, I did something wrong. My relationship with Hashem is not what it's supposed to be. Hashem, I want to go back to you. And he does tshuva als ava. If he won't do that, then Hashem will get him to do tshuva through Yira. And the tshuva from Yira will bring him back to the ava, Hashem. If he gets stuck in the tshuva mi Yira, it's not a bad place, by the way. But we have to do tshuva. And if we're going to wait until we do tshuva mi ava, we'll never do tshuva. Most people go through Yom Kippur never doing tshuva. You know that. I don't know what the statistics are, but I guess it's pretty hard. I open up all the story about tshuva, and tshuva is impossible. So most people don't bother. Well, they don't even know where to start. The hardest thing to do in the world is tshuva. How are you going to do tshuva? Get to the point where Hashem himself will ma'id that you'll be in the same situation and never do the veira again. You know you're going to do the veira again. So where's the tshuva here? So most people don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur Chaval. Because there's a lot of lower levels of tshuva, where a person's yotzi the mitzvah of tshuva, at least get that right, at least be yotzi the mitzvah of tshuva. You couldn't find the $5,000 esrog on Sukkah, so you never used an esrog. There were plenty of $50 esrog in that Prakash Lebrocha, why don't you take that? No, if I can't. And that's what happens on Yom Kippur with tshuva. It's a very unique Yetzer Hara. It gets you to think that tshuva is so... You can't do it, you just don't do it. And there's a lot of lower levels. See, if you can do tshuva mi'ava, gavaldik. But if you can't, then use whatever incentives you can get. You have to, lo'ilam, the Rambam says. It's not you think, well, I'll do some lo lishmo for a few years, and lishmo, then I'll live the rest of my life lishmo. The Rambam says, lo'ilam, you have to do lo lishmo, shemitesh lo lishmo bo lishmo. It's a big yetzer hara that to seek perfection. You just don't do it. You're trying to learn lishmo, so you'll never learn. You'll find a good lo lishmo and get going. You know, and then eventually you'll get to the lishmo. The same with tshuva. Take the least amount of tshuva that's yotzi the mitzvah and do that. Next year you go a bit more, but you're starting off, yeah, you'll never get there. The Chazon Ish has a certain kula in Hilchos Shemitah. Certain kula in Hilchos Shemitah that he allows wheat that was planted before Shemitah to be harvested in Shemitah. No, it's not so poshut in Halacha or whatever, but he was makel. As long as it took root before Shemitah, they can harvest it after Shemitah. But there were many machmirin that came to the Chazon Ish and started arguing with him and telling him, if there's a kula's kula there and it's not so poshut, then it's makel and makel, whatever. The Chazon Ish stood his ground. Afterwards, he told the stipler, I can't remember who he told. He said, they want to make Shemitah so hard that no one will be able to keep it. It's a Yetzer Hara, this Chumra. This is not a Kula. This is not a Chumra. It's a Yetzer Hara. They'll make it so hard to keep Shemitah that no one will keep Shemitah anymore. I'm trying to make it possible for people to keep Shemitah. So that you have to know. You need to be the Chazon Ish to know when to make Kulas, when not to make Kulas. But the vote is for yourself. Sometimes, in order to make things happen, don't. If it's a kosher esrog and that's all you've got, it's the yotzi the mitzvah. Later they'll bring you a more fancy esrog, so we'll do the hidul. But at least get the mitzvah. Tshuva is very much like that. Very much. Yetzer will get any way to get you to stop doing tshuva. Get the minimal level, whatever that is, and be yotzi the mitzvah. Well, mitzvah, gereris mitzvah. After you've done that, you'll be able to do more tshuva and more tshuva. But we sit back waiting to be able to tshuva mi'ava? We're going to wait a long time. So that's the point. If you do tshuva and you show Hashem, you're doing tshuva and you're doing a little bit here and a little bit there, whatever, he doesn't need this melech to come and beat you over the head. But if he sees that Klal Yisrael is not doing tshuva and there's more tzoros and they're still not doing tshuva and more tzoros not doing tshuva, it's not a pretty picture. Nita'el atzmeinu shnei sigur yehudim. Toivim v'ram. Let's imagine two Jews. Good and bad. Tzavois v'ailes asodah. You've got your legions on the one hand and you've got your wild ram on the other. Hayodim atoivim haim beget etzvokos Hashem v'leichmei milchomos Hashem. The good guys are Hashem soldiers. They the crack inner troops, you know, the bodyguard of the king. And they fight Hashem's battles. These are the Yidden that are keeping the Torah and came it with Mesiris. Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazir Es Umas Ha'olam Shelo Yafriya Lu Yidim Ha'ilu. The Umas Ha'olam are told, do not mess with these guys, leave them alone. Don't interfere with them, La'avod Es Hashem, to keep Hashem's Torah. Don't get involved with them. Don't you prevent them from guarding their relationship that they have with me. Don't you come between me and my people. Don't you call sinner and separation between me and my people. They're doing fine. I mean, they're perfect. It means they're trying to do the Ratzon Hashem. Good from Yid, he does, he tries, he gets up, he falls, he takes 3 steps forward, 2 back, but he's facing the right direction. That's talking about the Jews that in Ruchnias are not doing so well. Einu she'einim oisim Yisroel nilmokim. They're the Jews that are not doing the rotzen of Hashem. V'heim b'chines ayeles asodeh. V'chines atchi tichpot. They are the rams and they are b'chine until Hashem desires. HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'anyen she'yishuvu b'koiches atzmo. Hashem really wants them to do tshuva by themselves. You know, he'll send out the Kiruv guys, and you know, they've got the caravans and the wagons, and the, you know, open up the coffee shops and all the Kiruv tools and the Eishah Torahs, and he'll open a few mosques in it. Also, it can help sometimes more than the Eishah Torah centers. You open up a mosque in the middle of a Jewish neighborhood, guys do tshuva much quicker than if you open up a shul in the middle of a Jewish neighborhood. We have a tendency to function better when we've been beaten up than when we've been loved. It's a Jewish problem that people always have. But you start, you know, you want them to come back on their own. You want them to come back on their own. V'rakim lo tiyeh breira. But only if you leave Hashem no choice, v'yigiyah zman achrein, and you get to the last moment, that's it. If we don't give this guy an injection now, he's overs. Ya'amod alayim ha-kodesh baruch hu melech kasha kahaman ad shem yishuv alav osay. Then Hashem, you've got plenty not such nice guys who are happy to take the job, will get us to wake up very quickly. As Haman did. What's called Kasha Haman? I don't know. It should say evil like Haman. Hard? Haman didn't look so hard. He got up and said, we're going to kill all the Jews. And Noshim got tough. That's it. Not Kasha. Kasha is more like Hitler. Machshmoy started putting them in ghettos and he tortured them. And Haman wasn't torturing anybody. On one day, all of you are going to get killed. Finish. Game over. It wasn't the humiliation and the breaking of the spirit and the years of torture before you even try to kill them. That's kasher. I don't know why Haman's called kasher.
The gzera was done, I don't know, almost 1 year before. That means that people were seeking it's
practically people were more worried. Good, Hashem does that on purpose. Then you can do tshuva. Yeah. Why do we get sick, Rachman al Islam, and we don't just drop dead like we used to? Yaakov Avinu davened that people should get sick so they'll be able to do tshuva. The person, Rahman Islam, drops dead. He has a sneeze and it's game over. You know, he didn't know it was going to happen. He didn't do tshuva. He never chance to say, what are you doing? The person starts getting sick, you know, he starts getting older, his body starts unraveling, he starts thinking, 1 second, you know, like, you know, this is going to end sometime. I better start doing tshuva. The same with the Yisurim. Hashem doesn't just come in and wipe you out. It's slowly, 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 slowly. That's what he did in the Holocaust. That's what he's done in every Golos. But why that's called Kashant, I don't know. It should be Rosha, evil like Haman. Bloodthirsty murder like Haman. I say kasher. Just don't know what the word means. Okay. Lumasay. Sorry. Lefidal keinu lamdeinu. According to the way we've been learning the Akedah, sheinian zehu keneged shnei chelke Akedah. This is the two parts of the Akedah. Keneged Akedah siyitsa keneged shchitzas ha'ayel b'poel. Yishnam shnei suge yehudim. Yesh yehudi yushubeged et tzavakos oises utzoyin shlomokar rei yukiyitsa kabino ayli tmima. The Jew that's doing the Rotzen Hashem was called Tzvakois, legions, the soldiers of Hashem doing the Rotzen Hashem. They're like Yitzchok. Oyle Tmima. Kol chayv hen klil la Hashem, v'tafkidu hu l'kadis es Hashem b'chayv. His whole life, he's getting up in the morning, he's going to davening, he's putting on tefillin, he's running to make an honest panosi, he goes to mincha, he chaps in for a shia, he's raising his children, he's moisa nefesh to send them to Jewish education, he only buys the best kosher food, the guy, mamashe, he's trying to be, he's doing the best he can. Yehudi zeh, ashe oikir es utzayin av lov ishim b'shamayim, einu nishchat b'poil. He is every day giving up his rotzen to Hashem, working and battling and struggling to serve Hashem properly, b'simcha, so he doesn't get shechted b'poil. The guy doesn't take the bulb out of the fridge like we said yesterday. He doesn't die really, but it was meisa nefesh for Hashem. It was equivalent to dying for Hashem. He didn't get killed b'poil. Yitzhak Avinu didn't get shechted b'poil, but he gave up his life for Hashem. He gave up his life. The ashes of Yitzhak come before me, Hashem says. Why? Because it was Kilo that he gave up his life. But he lived. Those are the yin that are doing the rotzen Hashem day in and day out. Yudi zeh she oikin es utzarev lavi shemayim, eni nishchat pepoil, he doesn't get killed. Berega achrein amalach kairim min ha-shemayim, umachal tzeh migzeir es ha-misa, ki yitzhak evidu b'shaisa. At the last minute, he's about to mamash get killed. The malach says, hey, hold off, stop. Well, he did it right, you got it. So Jew is living his life as Kiddush Hashem. The kasher doesn't know he's going to pay the bills, he doesn't going to pay the chinuch, he doesn't know he's going to go before the discount committee, it's embarrassing, that's also shtickle misa. He's being maisa, he's mysterious nefesh day in and day out, kibshuto. Yeah, anyone lived in America and had to pay school fees, you go before the discount committee there, it's misa kibshuto. It's misa kibshuto. And the working and the hard is an upper shoot, it's an upper shoot. You get a woman who comes home after having worked in a law office all day, whatever, she comes home, she's got to work, she's got to make Shabbos. And you know, it's much easier to just say, you know, I'm going to the beach. Many Jews do that. You know, they have a hard day at work and they set it out on the beach having a nice time. And she comes home and she learns kumash with her child and she makes Shabbos in the doors. And that's not a serious nefesh, that's not giving up your life for Hashem. As even though they don't die, you know, there's no levaya after that moment. Hashem saves you from the actual death at the last moment. That's those people. That's Yitzchak. Lumasoye chayudish and damakelis asodet whom dreitzatz chovshi beina alona shem umasoylam. He's running around in the fields. This wild ram, running around playing with the goyim, doing all the gracious stuff. Nistabach behem v'nechaz. He's all caught up in the shtus and the narishkat and the culture and the hevel of the goyish world. His horns are caught up in the bush. He's entangled in the world out there. That's how your children are going to look in the future. Your children in the future are going to be all caught up in the goyish world and entangled with tzoros, and they're going to get thrown from one king to another king. It's a midrash there, by the way. This is like the ram in the field. He's wild, he's out there, he's running here, going there. If he doesn't get a grip on himself and wake up and realize, wow, look how far I've gone, and Makarish Hashem b'chayav, who Makarish Hashem b'maisoi? Who Makarish Hashem when he does? Dama yishpoch ketzvi u ka'al rachmona letzlan. And we saw that. Yidden they died as Kiddush Hashem without even knowing that's what they were doing. But they died as Kiddush Hashem. That little ram didn't know he was dying as Kiddush Hashem, but he got the... Probably the most well-known ram in the world. Probably more famous than Choshev Tzaddik in Jews. There were thousands of Nevi'im, we don't even know who they were. And this little Shepsela, yeah, the whole world was Shepsela. The most famous sheep in the world. We need a Shekach Ramazu Chazal. Rabbanan Amri, the rabbi said, Hashbion b'doyre shel shmad b'tzavokoy she osoy tzivoyne b'oilam. Hashbion b'doyre shel shmad, there'll be shvurt on the generation of destruction b'tzavokoy she osoy tzivoyne b'oilam v'asisi tzivoyne b'hem. Tzivoyne haynu retzoyni. I'll do my desire to them. That's if they're betzavakos. Or ba'ay lois asode, she'shayfchin domolam kedusha shmi, kedama tzvi v'dama ayl. They will spill their blood to mekadosh my name, like the deer and like the dam of the dove, of the tzvi, of the deer, whatever it's called, and the dam of the ayl. Hodehu diksiv ki alechet horgonu kol hayom. David Melech said in Shir Hashirim, in the Tehillim, because for your name we are murdered every day. In your name, in your honor, we are murdered every day. Shat Shiagir Doresh or Shmad Ein Lem Rushus Lair Loile Saaba. Ach Shei Achofetz Varotzen Binyan Zem Eis Hashem Isparach Yishpoch Esdom Kedus Asodet. Until Hashem desires, until Hashem allows, then the Umas Olam can't arouse our love for Hashem. But when Hashem desires, he gives them rishus, And then the blood gets spilt like Hayla Sasoda.
Today it's more assimilation, that means it's not Kiddush Hashem.
Not yet. The same way by Hitler, Machshmoy, there was so much assimilation. And what happened? Hitler brought them all back. There was a special government department to redefine what it means to be a Jew. Department of Ancestry. They went and they looked and they found and he tried it. You forgot you were a Jew 200 years ago. Your great-grandmother married out. And you weren't really officially Jewish. Hitler came along and said, by the way, you're also Jewish. It's happening today. There's so much assimilation. You're not getting lost left, right, and center. Completely caught up. If you entangled in the Goyish world, it's not the right word. They've melted into the Goyish world. When the time's right, Hashem's going to come to America. He's going to take him out the oven there as well. Hashem's not letting the Jewish people get lost. Individuals may get lost, by the way. There's not a guarantee for individuals. The individuals, they don't want to come back. 80% of Klal Yisrael died in Mitzrayim. You have to want to come back. When the time comes, you're going to have to come back. They won't get individuals lost, but the klal itself will always be saved at the last minute. Gerush Svad, they say, was like that. The klal Yisrael not gone out of Spain when it went out. There was nothing left to take out. If the assimilation continues the way it's going, you'll be left with a small percentage of from Jews in America. There's nothing left. What's going to be left of American Jewry? If they don't wake up. So you have a Twin Towers, that also gets everyone's attention, then you go back to sleep, and then another punch, and you wake up and you go to sleep, and another punch. Those that woke up and did tshuva, and those that didn't went back to sleep, Hashem was going to shout a bit louder, until eventually he starts. It's like there's a child fast asleep in a house that's burning, God forbid. So you try and wake him up, you know, wake up, Yankel, wake up. He doesn't wake up. So you start screaming, he doesn't wake up. You start yanking him a little bit. Eventually you rip him out of bed, you dislocate his shoulder, and you throw him out the window. That's eventually Hashem's going to take us out. He said that's the lesson of the matzah. There comes a time the matzah is going to become chometz. Hashem won't let us become chometz. He'll take us out before. We choose whether we want to come out first or not. There's two mahalchin in the Navi of well. How mechomas Gog and Magog's going to go. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva, mechomas Gog and Magog's going to be what it is now. The Esav and Yishmael killing each other, and we'll sit back and watch, and we'll do tshuva from that event. And if we don't, then Gog and Magog is going to become our problem, God forbid. That war that's going on between the forces of Esav and the forces of Yishmael will spill over here. And Hashem's sending you a lot of rabazim. You know, it's not spilling over yet, but it's already knocking on the fence. You know, every now and again it does spill over a little bit, and then it goes back. Talking to us. Who's this talking to? Talking to us very loud. Okay, tomorrow we'll look at the Holocaust, how that was the Akedah, and try and bring it back. Ultimately, we're getting close to where we need to get back to where it becomes personal. Right now, we're looking at a national level. It applies personally as well. Every Torah that comes to a person, he has to know that's Hashem trying to wake you up. There's a fire burning, Hashem saying, no, Yankele, you're going to get up, the floor's hot already. How close are we to Mashiach? If you believe what the Goyen said, that Moshe Sternbuch was Megala and others were Megala recently, about Russia being in Syria and Turkey and Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, which was a preemptive. Vilna Goyen spoke about it all. Russia's going to invade the Ukraine, called it Crimea, which is the Ukraine. And then Russia's going to come to the east and it'll be on Israel's border, and he's going to fight wars with Turkey and with Syria. Syria mentions right at the end as an aside. No, that's not happening. And he says, when that starts happening, you put on Shabbos clothes and don't take them off. That's what the Goyen says. Because Mashiach is imminent. Now, what does imminent mean? A day, a month? We don't know. When Mashiach comes, he comes. We're waiting every day. But if that doesn't arouse you to the tshuva, what more do you want? And that's not going to be enough, because we're a stiff-necked people. And the Yetzirah also knows. So the Yetzirah fights harder. So it's a proper battle that we're in. You're up against the, you know... The Yetzirah doesn't leave this to his assistants. This final war, it says the Yetzirah, before Mashiach comes and on Rosh Hashanah, the Yetzirah fights that war himself. It says on the great days, on two great days, the keepers of the house tremble. the Goyim says it's talking about Rosh Hashanah and Birsa Mashiach, that the keepers of the house are the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, and they're trembling because they know that now's the final battle. This is where you win or lose. So the Yetzer Hara throws all his koichas in, and the Yetzer Tov throws his koichas in, and you get caught in the middle of this enormous battle. And you feel it. You feel it going on. You feel that there's something big going down here. And it's personal as well. Besides being macrocosmic, it's microcosmic as well. All right.
Wonderful luck, boy, man. You too.